you're feeling stressed, I got to tell you, you're not alone. Let's talk about it today on Coach's Corner. I want to welcome you to another edition of Coach's Corner. Break out of the wired and tired cycle. This is episode number 68. Today's episode is sponsored by Marketing Thunder. MarketingThunder.com. You can get 7 days of full, complete, unlimited access to all the content, all the great courses and trainings in there for just $1 when you visit MarketingThunder.com. MarketingThunder.com. Alrighty, I always like to bring you things that help you as a coach to be a better coach. But one of the things that we run into, I think, in life right now is that we have a lot of stress. We have a lot of things going on that keep us buzzing late into the night and get us going very early in the morning. You get worn out after a while, right? And sometimes when you're coaching and you have to be sitting in front of a client or, maybe on the phone with a client or a Skype call with a client, you want to make sure that you're as clear as possible. So my guest today is a guy who's going to teach you how to do exactly that. My guest today is Lee Holden, and Lee is a world-renowned teacher of Qigong, meditation, and holistic healthcare practices. Lee is the owner of a successful holistic health center in Santa Cruz, California, and as an acupuncturist and doctor of Chinese medicine, Lee has figured out how to translate Eastern medicine for our modern Western world. And he's been doing his work for now over 28 years. Lee has been a public television favorite since 2006. His programs have aired on 105 stations, reaching over 50 million households. Lee's latest show, Less Stress, More Energy, is currently airing around the country, and I hope you're able to catch that. So without further ado, I want to bring on Lee, and let's get started with a really great conversation. Lee, so great to have you on the program today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks so much, Robert. It's great to be here.
I am excited today. I read your information. I've been on your website. I've looked at some of the things you're doing. Very impressive.
Oh,
and
thank you.
In a society where stress is kind of over the top, it's kind of one of the big things that we need to be focused on and dealing with. I find interesting, and you know, we can comment on this. We could talk about it a lot, but these little devices that we have, they keep us on all the time.
Yeah.
Right. We never really get a time to shut down. The body really does need that time to shut down and relax and unwind. And I find myself waking up in the morning and, you know, within 15 minutes, like, I'm on this thing already. Why am I on this thing? What is so important about it?
Right.
So I think what you're bringing to the table here today is a message that is not wholly important just for people who are stressed out in the traditional sense, but now in the new sense of being exposed to this technology. But before we go through all of this, I want to find out about how you got started in this, because this is not a traditional pathway for a coach.
Yeah, right. You know, and I think it's so true that we're just so pulled out of our energy systems, our inner world, by all the different devices that we have. It's not just our phones, but we have, you know, this screen, that screen, our TV, our entertainment. And really what this program and this practice does is it helps to rebalance. It's not a saying that we shouldn't be on these devices, and it's not a push away from technology, but it's a re-embracing of our inner world and our inner life, and reprioritizing that we spend some time thinking about our consciousness, our energy systems, how to clear stress, how to recharge and replenish. And that's what Qigong is really all about. You know, I tell people that the hardest thing about this practice is how to say it, because it's spelled Qigong. And this word Qi is starting to show up in pop culture. You know, I was watching with my kids Kung Fu Panda, and he's all about becoming the master of Qi. And Qi is your life force energy. Basically, and simply put, it's your aliveness. What keeps you alive? And things like food is Qi. You know, breathing is Qi, being out in nature, sleep. We get Qi from other people all the time, you know. And as coaches, we're really trying to establish a harmonious Qi between the individual, their work, or their external environments. We have external Qi and we have internal Qi, and we want this to be be in harmony and balance so that we feel stress-free, energized, and excited about what we're doing and what we're sharing in our lives.
Yeah, and that would be the key for all of us, right? Because we're all, you know, I work a lot of chiropractors over the years, and I always hear them say the number one complaint they have is people don't have enough energy. They're always talking about that. That's like complaint number one is not enough energy.
It's huge. Yeah. And when you don't have enough energy, you're not your best self. When you're feeling tired, fatigued, you know, stress is overwhelming and life is overwhelming. And we have a lot of energy. All of a sudden, what normally would be stressful, now we have the energy to deal with it. So lack of energy creates overwhelm. And then this feeling of what we call negative stress. It's not stress that's feeding us and making us excited about life, but it's overwhelming and it tends to be really harmful in our mind-body system.
Yeah, no question. And it takes you down over time. It's like you don't recognize it right away, because right away the adrenals will kick in and you'll get that little boost of energy. But you don't want to be living on the adrenals. I've done that. I've burnt out totally.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that I was living on adrenaline, literally.
Yeah, and you're not alone. That's how our society is. We're wired and tired. You know, we wake up and we like hit the coffee, hit the energy drinks. We go, go, go. But then over time, you're going to get adrenal fatigue. Your body systems can't run on that energy, because adrenal energy really is fight or flight. It means that you are in danger and your body's perceiving whatever's happening in your circumstance as a life-threatening situation. Yep. So your body doesn't replenish, recharge. It's always like ready for attack or ready to flee. And then over time, it's just very depleting and exhausting, not to mention that it creates a lot of harmful effects in the body. So we want to be able to use fight or flight, use that energy like you were talking about in very key situations. And for the most part, if we can go through our day feeling relaxed, connected, inspired, and excited, then we start to feel more happiness and more joy in our lives. And this fight or flight system should be, you know, we should be in that 2 or 3% of the time, not 90% of the time. And that's where all the problems arise. And the key thing to this practice, it's going to give you tools and resources to break the cycle of stress, to, as we call it in Qigong, to transform stress into vitality, which if we think about it in Western terms, we're going to be switching from a sympathetic response to getting into parasympathetic. And Qigong really is like a little mini vacation right in the middle of your day. You get to take a vacation from worries and the mental stress, from the tension that's held in the body, and we get to relax, recharge. It's like, you know, standing on top of the mountain, we get to get that bird's eye view of how we want to guide and direct our energy to go through the rest of the day or to plan our week, so that we are living from that space of excitement and power and connection, which is what coaches do for people, right? They help them to tap into those inner resources. And when you have a resource, when you have a language and a narrative that shows you a life-affirming story rather than life-draining stories, it can be life-changing.
Absolutely. And what I really want to get into is, how did you get into this? Because this is, like I said, it's like, you know, where did you find this along your path? Were you one who was totally stressed out too and said, I need a better solution?
Right. I mean, I'm just a California surfer, and all of a sudden I was in Qigong and I became an expert at Qigong Eastern medicine ways of moving through the world, whether it's martial arts, Qigong, acupuncture, massage therapy, healing arts. You know, this became my passion. And the way I got started, I had an injury playing collegiate soccer. So low back injury, was horrible. It was my first starting season, Division One. So I was really excited. And the second game, I jumped up in the air. Somebody took out my legs. I landed on my tailbone. Couldn't walk the next day. You know, spent the next 3 weeks in doctor's offices with cortisone shots, physical therapy, painkillers. And the pain didn't go away. The problem didn't go away. And I just developed stomach issues because of the painkillers. And I had remembered a martial arts teacher when I was 10 years old. He broke a big stack of bricks. And I came up to him with like my jaw dropped, like, how did you do that? And he said, it was the power of chi. It was definitely a Kung Fu Panda moment. And he said, but chi is not for hurting people. It's for healing. And if you use chi in the right way, it can change and transform your life and it can heal your body. So this, something clicked after about 3 weeks. I was like, I'm going to go see that guy. So I drove home, got some acupuncture. He showed me Qigong exercises, which at the time I thought were really weird. But in a week, I was like 80% better. In 2 weeks, I was 95% better playing soccer again. The coaches and the doctors were like, how did you do that? What's going on? So I showed them exercises, and my teammates and I started doing them before games. And, you know, not only was it good for our bodies, but it was also really wonderful for kind of getting our heads in the game and peak performance and things like that. Because what Qigong does so beautifully is it gets you into flow state, and you can have access to flow state right away, which is, for me, a wonderful thing. And as an athlete and a student at a very prestigious university, I needed to get some way to clear stress and get back into my own energy so that I could stay focused on what it is that I wanted to create in my life. And really, this injury, at the time, I thought it was the worst thing that ever happened to me, but it turned out to be a catalyst that completely changed my life. And after that, I went to Asia and got hired by one of the most well-known Qigong masters, or what we call Taoist esoteric teachers, Chinese medicine teachers in Thailand. He hired me as his ghostwriter. So I was 23 years old, making trips to Thailand and Asia and spending significant time with a master there, and just having the time of my life and learning this ancient practice and really thinking about how can I describe this and come back to California and talk to my soccer player friends, my friends that are working now in Silicon Valley, my parents, people at fitness clubs or corporations. And that became my mission, just to be able to translate, distill, make this practice really relevant to where we are in our modern lives.
Because it's so far out from, you know, what we're used to here. You're right. It is quite the stretch.
It is far out, you know, and so I made all kinds of DVDs, and then luckily, and as kind of fate would have it, the DVDs got sent to public television, and it was in San Diego where you are. That was my very first show on public television, 2006. And the producer of the show was like, I don't know, this sounds weird. Qigong, it's super Chinesey. Is that like Tai Chi? Which it is. And she said, movement shows usually don't do so well. I was on right after Wayne Dyer. And after the end of the show, she came back holding a piece of paper. She was like, wow, this show outpledged Wayne Dyer. This is amazing. And boom, it went up onto their satellite and, you know, became, it's the show's still airing. I still do shows with public television. It's a national show that airs all over the country. So people are really resonating with this practice because we're dismayed at our healthcare system. It's not truly a healthcare system. It's a sick care system.
Sick care system. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, we're in total agreement about that. And it is really, I'm very big in the holistic health area too. I mean, that's my passion on the other side, is following all of that kind of stuff. But it really is, it makes a huge difference. And you're seeing a lot of people now finally kind of waking up to that. And and they are seeking out other resources, other things they can do. And this just makes a whole lot of sense. It's just, you know, like you said, the biggest thing is bridging the gap, because it is such a gap from where we normally live to understanding what, you know, what you're doing.
Yeah. And really, it's just a different paradigm, just a different way of looking at the world. Here in the West, we really look at the objective world. And in Qigong practice and in the East, often there's a science on the subjective world. And this is sort of the yin and yang of who we are.
It's okay.
The external, what we can see, the material world. And then it's also this invisible world, which is part of the Qi system. But life is ruled by invisible forces, and we forget that. You know, now our technology, we're talking about our cell phones, there's no cords connecting, it's going through the air. And this is really what we're talking about. Qi is something that you can't see. We can't really conceptualize our own aliveness because it's a mysterious force. Nobody knows what sparked your heart to beat, where the light in your mind, the consciousness in your mind comes from. There's all kinds of mysterious forces. So often it's this embracing of these invisible forces that and allow us to be more in touch with life, because your consciousness is invisible. Your emotions are invisible. We can't open up your heart and see any love. It's an invisible force, but it's very powerful. And even in the objective world, we look at out in the objective world, life is ruled by invisible forces like gravity, electromagnetism. Even our technology is ruled by invisible forces now. So Qi is something that can't be seen, but we utilize all the time. It's so obvious, it's like the air. But we can develop a skill set to work with our energy so that we cultivate more energy, like you said, less stress, and a deep feeling of connection to our purpose and our power.
Give us an example of that, because I think it'd be useful to sort of put it into a context. So you're at work, you're at your computer all day, you've got hunchback going on because you're staring at this screen, right? Your energy's being drained by this technology.
Yeah.
Now what?
Now what? Okay, so I like to give people tea breaks because
tea breaks. I love it.
Breaks. Nobody sits down for 6 hours and then stands up and go, ah, I feel so rested and rejuvenated. No. Nobody sits on a plane and flies across the country and goes, God, that feels so good. So chi, if we understand it properly, they say it needs to move. Why? Because everything in this universe is moving. Everything in nature is moving, whether it's water, wind. So when you don't move your body, you're going against the flow and going against your own natural flow. And unfortunately, now they're saying, Western medicine, sitting is the new smoking because it's hazardous to our health. We need to get up and move our bodies in healthy ways that don't hurt ourselves. So Qigong was developed as a way. Here's how they developed it. They watched nature. They recognized that we are part of nature. And let's move our bodies and our energy system in effortless ways. That's why Qigong is called the art of effortless power. And it was mirrored by the movements of nature. And seeing ourselves in nature as a reflection of nature, we start moving our internal energy or moving our bodies, moving our minds that are in alignment with the flow of everything that's going on. So how do we do that practically? We want to activate our energy. We want to circulate the energy, and then we want to transform the energy. So in Qigong, they say flowing water doesn't get stagnant, and the hinges of an active door don't get rusty. And the same is true for your body and for your mind. When we're under a lot of mental stress, we'll see that the mind becomes looping, like a merry-go-round. The same thoughts go over and over.
Over and over again, yep.
Yeah, and this is also like your body will hold excess tension for without any good cause. It's like it's like contracting before you thinking about talking to a particular person. In fact, I was on an airplane the other day, and this woman, as we were taxiing down the runway, she starts pulling up on her seatbelt, and she's pulling up harder and harder and harder, and her knuckles were white. And I was like, wow, she thinks she's helping the plane take off the ground. You know, we all hold a lot of excess tension, and we all have those planes in our own life where we tighten up unnecessarily so, and we waste a lot of energy. So one thing you can do is to consciously relax. Like people listening right now, try relaxing your neck and shoulders, your jaw, your arms. There's a lot of energy that we have available. Usually it gets dissipated through mental contraction, overthinking, physical contraction, overly tightening up our muscles when we don't need to. And so when we train Qigong, we learn how to respond to life with relaxation and flow rather than tension and stress. And maybe what we could do is give your listeners an exercise, a Qigong exercise that they can do at their desk. We could do it right now and they could feel their qi.
That would be awesome. It sounds a little bit too like what they do with hypnosis. They start you relaxing. You start from the top and you relax right down to your toes. And
absolutely.
You know, that induction, what they usually call it, right?
Yeah, because then we're more receptive and we are more connected to who we are. And then we can, when you're relaxed, when you that internal dialogue goes on, usually there's more life-affirming stories rather than the worries and the stress. And we definitely want to be able to work with the energy of the mind, the energy of consciousness, because mind is over matter. Mind influences the body. That's why foundation to all medicine is placebo. What we believe, what we think, what our internal stories are saying in our consciousness have big impact on the physical body. How? Because mind and what you think is energy, so energy influences matter. And so when we can be skillful at this bridge between consciousness and body, we can start to have access to inner power in a way that we didn't have before.
Okay, let's do the exercise
then. Okay.
Let's give them something that they can take home.
Everybody, let's feel our qi. Now, first and foremost, where does qi come from? You get qi from eating. Now, in the classics of Chinese medicine, they describe 300 or so different kinds of qi.
Wow.
It's like Eskimos having, 1,000 words for snow.
Mm-hmm.
So we say energy, but we get energy from, food. But the quickest source to energy is breath. Because you can go days without food, but only minutes without breath. No breath, no more qi, no more aliveness. So how you breathe is key to how energy circulates. Breathing is also a reflection of stress levels. Breathing is a reflection of emotions. So every single emotion has a particular breathing pattern. That's why when you're angry, you exhale strongly. Because if you inhale, you take in energy. You take in somebody's perspective. You take in life. When we're angry, we want to project outward, and we don't want additional perspective. That's why here in California, when somebody's angry, they say, take a deep breath, dude.
They do, don't they?
They do, right? So breathing is the Qigong practice. If you want to send a message to your nervous system, get out of stress, there's a Qigong practice. It's called wave breathing. And if you're not driving, you can put a hand on your belly and a hand on your chest. So one hand on the belly, one hand on the chest here like this. And then you inhale, try to breathe into your belly. So the inhale, your belly will expand and then go all the way up to your chest so that the breath goes all the way to the chest. Exhale through the nose from the chest, down through the ribs, back out through the belly, and try to go all the way out. And then a full breath in. Now you're just doing this for about 30 seconds to a minute. Will break the cycle of stress, send a message to your nervous system that you're not in danger. Because most stress is not life-threatening. So we want to remind our body system of that.
It is unbelievable how fast it's working.
Yeah.
I feel it immediately.
It'll recharge you too.
Three breaths. It's already starting.
Three slow breaths in through the nose, out through the nose, connecting to all the mechanisms of your breathing pattern, your diaphragm, your ribs, and your chest. And all of a sudden, we are in a more resourced state. And for coaches, getting our clients and ourselves in a resourceful state so that when you talk about whatever you want to do can be very effective. Let me show one more so people can feel chi in and through their own bodies. So you're going to activate the meridian points. So you're going to take your fingernails like this, touch them together, and rub them back and forth. So the ends, these are pressure points on the finger, on the ends of the fingers that have to do with the energy system of the body. And now do two of those breaths that we just did, in through the nose, out through the nose. And if you ever want to break the cycle of stress, a little chi activation can really help. If you're ever feeling fatigue or foggy minded, these pressure points can be really helpful. Do one more breath. And you're going to feel your body lit up with energy. When you bring your hands down to your sides, notice how your hands feel. So either in the lap or right down to your sides, and see if you can feel this tingling, buzzing electricity.
Yeah.
Can you feel that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And so this is this kind of hidden internal power that we all have within us. And when activated and aligned and circulated, we have access to more power than we really know. We have a lot more energy available. We're sitting on a treasure chest of wonderful energy, and that we don't know how to excavate it. So Qigong is a practice of excavating this precious energy. It's actually what we're all seeking externally. You know, when we're looking for money or fame, we're looking for some kind of energy. Even when we want a new car, a house, we're looking for security. We're looking for love. We're looking for all kinds of invisible energy. We think the stuff is going to lead us to this invisible energy. When it does, but it's fleeting. That's why we're talking about the cell phones and these things. Why doesn't this thing give us everything that it's promising? It should make our lives easier, stress-free. We should have all the time in the world because there's so many apps. Unfortunately, it doesn't. We need to take charge of that for ourselves and understand that these devices and whatnot are very good servants, but make lousy masters.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Very, very well put. Yeah, it really is true. You're thinking about money. You're thinking about love. It's all energy.
It's all energy.
Yeah.
Perception is energy. You know, how we think is energy. So this qigong just means a skill at working with energy. You become skillful at working with energy. What kind of energy? Well, that's up to you, because there's emotional energy, there's mental energy, there's physical energy. So sometimes we feel very skilled at one particular energy, like energy of the body. Maybe you're an athlete. Maybe you're proficient at a certain skill through the body. Maybe we're not so skillful at working with emotional energy or mental energy. And so the energy of the mind, emotions, and body in Qigong were called the three treasures. And how do we excavate and work with each of these treasures so that they lead to, you know, happiness, joy, health, vitality, and a deep connection with what's going on in life?
When you studied in Asia, is this practice, you know, just a small group of people are doing it, or is this sort of like universal over there as opposed to what it is here?
That's a great question. In China, it's pretty universal, but other parts of Asia, it's more pockets, more like here. So when I was in China, I would go to the parks, wake up really early in the morning, and just I would just find a group that I resonated with and kind of stand in the back and join in. And they got a kick out of that because I was usually the only white guy, not only in the park or in that group, but almost in the whole city.
Wow.
So it was really interesting to have a lot of eyeballs on me, and it made me train a little bit harder than maybe I would have. And often they like to come by and go, hey, there's a Westerner here taking part of in our ancient culture. So they gave me feedback, tidbits. They're always adjusting and correcting me. And it was a lot of fun to be able to do that. You go to other places like Thailand or Japan, it's practiced, but not as much as in China. In fact, Qigong is the most widely practiced form of exercise in the world. 80 million people practice Qigong on a daily basis, but we just don't know about it because it's so well known and practiced in China, and there's a lot of people there. But there's 3,000 styles of Qigong. Some of them look a lot like yoga. Some are very martial arts oriented. So what I needed to do is learn a lot of them, distill them, and say, hey, what is the best practices that we as Westerners can use on a daily basis to clear stress and recharge, to get ourselves out of pain, to activate our inner healing power in our body, to be mindful or to be more present moment oriented and guide energy in a direction that we want in our lives. And so that's kind of became my mission, is to be able to distill ancient practices and make them applicable for Westerners. Because what Westerners do that doesn't happen in China is we often ask the question, why? In China, you go to a class, you do what the teacher says. You don't really ask why until you're maybe years and years of training with a particular teacher. And here, right away, we ask why. Even, you know, my 2-year-old, when they were 2, 3, 4, they always are asking why. And so I needed to answer this question. So for myself, I really came up with, you know, the linguistics to be able to answer people's questions. I'm doing this practice. Why would I want to do it? And why would I want to do Qigong instead of go to the gym or go on a bike ride? And they are complementary, but Qigong gives you a workout, a stretch, a mindful meditation, a recharge, a clear stress, all in a short amount of time. And I think people need those efficient tools that actually work to get us into a state of empowerment that often we're, you know, that is slipping through our fingers.
Sounds to me, Lee, that you've Americanized this a little bit.
Yeah, I've Americanized it and Westernized it, but I also really kept to the principles of the practice. So there's, you know, I kept to the integrity of the practice. I didn't, you know, sort of combine it with a lot of other forms of exercise. I just developed a language around a practice that people could understand. It's like, oh, I can understand that. Of course, when somebody comes up to me really quickly and say, what is Qigong? I say, it's less stress, more energy. Like, that's what I want.
Easy. Yeah.
That's what I want. Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, here's how you do it. And I wanted to give it to them in a short amount of time. So I developed 7-minute routines where you could feel less stress, more energy in under 10 minutes. Because a good friend of mine, Doug Abrams, he's an author and wrote some books with like the Dalai Lama and even some of my Qigong teachers. He was like, hey, Lee, I got twins, full career, family. I need something I can do in under 10 minutes. So I'm like, Doug, I got it. 7 minutes of magic. So he and I wrote a book called 7 Minutes of Magic, maybe like 10 or 15 years ago. And then I just flushed this concept out because it takes about 7 minutes to create a shift in your energy or shifting the nervous system. And so we developed the 30-day challenge, which is 7-minute routines for 30 days to give people that habituated routine and to really see, like, I can commit to 7 minutes a day and let me see if this really does work.
Yeah.
What people find is, like, I really enjoy that. It gives me kind of that lightning flash of vitality to start the day, or it gives me that evening clearing where I get out of my head and out of my stressful day and back into my home life where I can relax.
Now, let's walk through, because if somebody's new, and a lot of people listening to this are going to be brand new, how would you walk them through it? What do you have on your website? What do you offer them?
Oh, great. So on my website, you know, just recently, we have a lot more stuff. We have, you know, this 30-day challenge. You can try it for free, by the way. Try, you know, the first 5 days free just on the website. I think your listeners will have that on your show notes.
Yes.
So give it a try. And then there's that 30-day challenge, We have an introduction to Qigong, and then I have a whole bunch of condition-specific programs. Qigong for upper back and neck, carpal tunnel, headaches, digestion, all kinds of things where you can tailor the practice to maybe what you need. Also, I've been doing Qigong teacher trainings, so people can learn this program to get certified, to spread the word, to integrate it into a coaching program. A lot of yoga teachers are becoming certified, acupuncturists, body workers, nurses, all kinds of people are doing it so that they can share it with their communities. And, you know, doing a teacher training is really for you to dive into the practice a little bit deeper. So right. We have, you know, anything from something really simple to something a little bit more robust. And that's at HoldenQigong.com. And remember, Qigong, Q-I-G-O-N-G. Qigong.
You know, it would make a lot of sense if you're thinking about a coach and a coach is about to get on a call with a client, but they've got all this stress going on. They've got all these things they got to worry about. But the truth of the matter is, for coaches, we've got to be able to put all that out of our minds. Right. We've got to be 110% focused on that client that we're working with in that moment. And this is a fabulous tool because just that small little exercise we did, I could already feel a reduction in stress for me.
That's awesome. Yeah. Reducing stress is the first step. And then we have a few other steps. We want to energize. We want to, you know, energize really just means where do we want the energy? Usually we want the body to feel energized, but not tight. So we're in this kind of calm state, but fueled up. And we also want to be present, especially coaches and psychologists. We want to be present so that we can truly listen. If our energy is congested, if we're stressed out, what you'll notice is that you don't have the presence to really listen to your clients. As they're talking, your mind is thinking other things.
You're not there.
We're not really with them.
Right. And that's a big problem because, you know, you want to be able to help them. You've got to hear what they're not saying.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
You know, coaches got to get good at that. And if you've got a lot of stuff going on, I'm sorry, you're just not going to get the job done.
Yeah. When you're really clear and present, you hear what they're not saying because why? You are listening or intuiting their body language, their voice tonality, their facial expressions. That's why, you know, communication, you know, 80% of it is body language and energy, and 20% is actually what somebody's saying. And when we say 80% is body language, what are we saying? I'm reading the energy of your body and your physiology more than I'm hearing the words in your mouth. You know, right. People's energy speaks so loud that we can't actually hear what they're saying. So if you can see and feel energy, you know, really as a good coach, you're going to be able to be in rapport with them in a totally different way and be present with them and give them insights that they're not seeing for themselves, which makes the difference between, you know, an excellent coach and a really good coach.
Absolutely. Lee, I'm so excited that you've shared this information today. I can't wait to get it out there to the world and let people hear more about you. You recommend people go to your website. You got a free book you have. I think I wrote that down. I think you got a free book, right, that you offer people?
I have that free mini course.
Mini course, even better. Okay.
Yeah, even better. And in it is, some written language. But, you know, the thing with Qigong is it's wonderful to see visually. It's harder to learn poses, postures, breathing exercises written. So come to the website, try that free 5-day mini course, see how you feel. And then, you know, there's a variety of other things. You have a whole bunch of workshops on there that I recorded, like Qigong for anxiety, Qigong for depression, Qigong for better sleep. So those are like a 3-hour workshop that we recorded, a little deeper dive into the practice. So there's something for everybody, but I just recommend people try it, see if it's for you, see if it resonates for you. And if it resonates for you, then you can share it with your clients and whatnot. And it really, as coaches, it really sets you apart. You give somebody some different tools and resources. You give them skills that they normally wouldn't have access to. And it feels really good. You become just empowered and, you know, you're in touch with resources within you that help to elevate your day.
I think it's true. I think really, you know, good coaches are going to continually train. They're going to continue to bring new things to their practice and to their clients. And it's like you can get carried away with the emotional stuff, the psychology, right, if you will. And that is only one aspect of it. There's a lot more than that. And the health side, the food they're eating, yes, that's important. And now we're talking about the energy. And I think that is even a bigger piece to it. So I appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing this today with us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Robert. Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to send people to your website. I'll make sure that they have the link and the information. And thanks for being part of our show today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. It was great having Lee on board. I have a gift for you guys before you go today. I want you to go to my website, robertimbrielli.com/top10. And there you're going to be able to download a copy of my latest ebook, Top 10 Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. These are the common mistakes everyone's making. And I got to tell you something, guarantee you that you're making at least one of these mistakes. So go get the book now, robertimbrielli.com/top10. And I want to thank you for joining us today and look forward to seeing you again next week. Same channel. And hope you're enjoying our podcasts. And always reach out. Send us your feedback. It's important. We'll see you next week.